I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey, so welcome to Hey Spirit. This week is with Bellamy Young. Bellamy had a lot of loved ones come through in her reading. They were always together and they never ever separated. Not only did they validate that they are always with her, but they also let her know that they knew how selfless she is as a person and that she's carved her own path for herself and that she has indeed followed her very own yellow brick road. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode of Hey Spirit. As I'm entering the other side, I did see a mother energy, but if your mom is here in the physical world, it could be a grandmother. Mm-hmm. It could be someone that was like a mother to you, an aunt. There's actually three like mother energies that stand here. Sometimes okay. It could be a mother-in-law, whatever it may be. But I do feel the grandmother soul stepping forward. Do you connect with that?
I have lost two grandmothers that were mine, actually three, because my birth, I'm adopted, but I didn't know my birth family until much later. So I only met one of those grandparents, but also my sweet partner's grandma. We were just talking this morning. I was like, what if Grandma Maria comes and tells me to be nicer to you?
I just heard she is very sweet.
Good. That's a relief.
How do you connect with rubies? I don't know if it was somebody's name or if you actually connect with the stone.
It's funny because I put this ring on today that I haven't worn in 150 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I doodle and write, and I said, I want to validate all of the mother energies that I saw that it was correct. And they had me write ruby.
Amazing.
So amazing. You know, the thing that I love about when spirit acknowledges even a piece of jewelry, you just said, I haven't worn this in years. It validates. And even if you didn't wear it, it validates the souls were with you at that exact moment. There's something very interesting. I feel that, were you very close to one of your grandmothers?
Yes, much closer to one, but just because the other was very distant. I felt a bond with her, but there was a lot of fighting in my family. And so it wasn't easy to be close to her. Okay, so I like to feel I had a very deep bond with both of them, but one was less difficult.
That's fine. That's actually perfect because they both stand here and they saluted you. And when a soul salutes someone, it validates on how proud they are of them. And what I want to, this is something new for me. So the way that spirit builds my library is they show me things in my frame of reference. They show me things that I've experienced to be able to relay messages to you. Hmm. So it's almost like they view you as, I don't know if you're familiar with this program. I just saw on Netflix. It's called The Last Kingdom.
No.
Okay. And it has to do with kings and princes and princesses and how they showed it to me. They showed me this flash, but you as the princess, but you almost like ruling. So I'm going to interpret it this way. So this is a very beautiful moment for me because they're creating a new sign and symbol for me. And what they're showing me is the strength and resilience that you have shown, what you have quote unquote fought for. So whatever that is, whether it be family, work, personal life, whatever that is, both of them want you to know how proud they are of you for that constant fight that you give for what you believe, what is right and good.
I try. Tell them thank you. And tell them I learned that from them.
But it's something that you would not ever expect it to have heard from them today. Is that correct?
Oh, no. No and no.
So that is the thing that I love, is that if you feel that they don't know of everything that you've accomplished, what you have done in your life, they know of what you have done. Now, there are two fathers stepping forward. How do you connect with them? Usually I don't do names because I feel that names are common, but they showed me the letter W. So it could be like a William, Wayne, Walter. It could be a last name.
I have actually four deceased fathers. My mom is on her fifth partner.
Oh.
I'm trying to think. It's been Art and Bob and Barry, and then Bobby Lee. So is now I'm in a panic state. Is anything W
don't,
in there?
Don't be part. Oh, don't be in a panic. There's nothing to panic over. Well, I'm going to say this. I don't understand this because I'm not too familiar. So is your dad still here in the physical world?
My birth father is.
Okay. So that's fine. Where did you have, is it your, I don't know if one of your mom's husbands or one of your stepdads departed?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you connect with pearls? Is it a birthstone?
Oh.
I just want to make sure that I'm interpreting the information correctly. So I just asked for a validation and they showed me pearls.
That's funny because my adopted father, my first father, his best friend did all the dad stuff after he died. He died when I was 15. And he bought me my first set of pearls.
Okay.
And that was my, wait for it, Uncle Bill. William.
And is he departed?
Quite. Yes. Hey, Uncle Bill.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. So we just talked about four dads and now we got another gentleman stepping forward.
He counts. He did all the dad stuff. Yeah. He like took me to all the things. He drove me to college. He like, when I was presented, he presented me, you know, like, yeah, he was the best.
Oh my God. So know that his soul is present. And I'm going to say this again, how proud he is of you. I don't know what I heard he said you could never have disappointed any of us.
I feel like I could have.
It's almost like this is what William is saying. We are all so proud of you, proud of every milestone. And then I feel like he's like, yeah, and there were a lot of things that she tried to do that didn't work out, Teresa.
It's true. And he was there for all of them.
But he says, but she learned from every one of those choices that quote unquote didn't work.
Yeah.
She took what she learned. She picked herself up and moved on. He said that alone is a gift in itself.
It is. And one you don't learn till you're older, right? You can't, the failures just feel so big when you're going through them, but you realize you couldn't have learned from successes the way you learned from, yeah, for sure. But there, it also depends on people being there to see you through, you know?
And I feel like him like showing me like picking up and like dusting you off and like, okay, let's go. Let's move on to the next thing. We're gonna move on here.
Oh yeah.
And I feel as if with everything that you went through, you never lost your faith.
Mm.
I feel like he's like, I always knew that she was going to be who she wanted to or deserved to be.
He believed in me a lot more than I did, always.
I just looked at your grandmother and I said, is William going to stay around all day? She goes, I don't even know who told him about this, Teresa. She said, we
can always find a party. Believe me.
Because I literally said to your grandmother, I'm like, where did he even come from? I'm like, we're talking about that. She goes, we were trying to keep it from him. I don't even know how he found out about this.
Bring Uncle Bill. He'll start doing toasts. He's wonderful. He's who you want at a party. He'll keep it joyful.
Do you smell things that remind you of, I'm going to say William, but I feel like your grandmother is like pushing him out of the way. So I'm going to say this, what I saw. I saw an Old Spice bottle, which is my symbol for when we smell a cologne or something of a father figure.
That's interesting.
And then I saw sunflowers and gardenias, which is a connection to grandmothers for me of smelling or feeling their presence.
Oh my goodness. I have to think between the pushing and the smelling, it's my grandma Young, who was my adopted father's mother. And she sold Avon for a living. She sold antiques and Avon and property. Like, she couldn't read or write, but she was like a mogul in Western North Carolina. And I was mystified. Her, those little like sample bottles that Avon used to give out were my treasures.
No treasures.
So that's who I think about. Yeah.
So know that when I think that validates her personality of like, listen, William,
totally.
We're getting you out of here. Whether you like it or not. So know that whatever it is that you sense or smell, or if you feel her presence, know that that is her. Did you come across a little sample bottle of perfume?
Like recently, not one of hers, but yes, recently that I've been into.
She just showed me this little bottle of Hermes. I don't even know why it shows me this. And I'm like, what is this? And it's a little sample thing. The interesting thing that I find about your loved ones is that they don't separate. They stay together. They band together. Because I literally have to say, someone has to step forward. I need to know who's speaking. So know that, and I'm just going to say they were with you at that exact moment. Now, do you know your biological grandmother?
I met one of them like once, very, very right before she passed.
Because I felt that there was a mother energy stepping forward, but I felt that it was from your biological side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that you found, and it was almost like, I don't get this too often, so I'm not familiar with this symbol, but this is how she made me feel, how happy she was, how you embraced the family and the heritage of the family.
Oh, wow. That's been a hard one, Teresa, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's hard to meet your folks later in life, but I mean, just an enormous blessing. I love them so much, but people have lived a lifetime with a secret, and you have to be delicate with everyone involved about how you move forward. And gosh, please, please tell Blackie that means the world to me, because I love them and I'm grateful to be here.
You just told them yourself.
You just told them.
You know, I this is going to be a first because nobody knows this, but just recently within the past 2 years, we had just found out in my family that we had a first cousin that nobody knew about.
Wow.
So as crazy as it was this blessing because people had passed on. My aunt and uncle had departed since she has come into our life. and so had one of her siblings. So you look at things very differently. And I understand that of how, because when she first told me about that, about the heritage and embrace it, she made me feel like that there were parts that you either left or didn't continue to look into or choose not to, whatever it may be. Is that correct?
It's just, it's been hard for my adopted mom, which I absolutely understand. So that's the only thing that's been hard. Yeah.
But what she says is like, you listen, I don't need to know the quote unquote nitty gritty. That's not the way my brain works. And that's not also how I read. This is about in moments where I have to be, I am respectful to the souls that are channeling, also to the person receiving the messages. Mm-hmm. She showed me that there was this stopping, whatever it may be, for whatever reasons of not continuing or not looking into other things. But she says, I support your, when spirit brings up things like that, they support your choices and decisions. And they thank you for everything that you have done. So not to look at it as a quote unquote failure, or I should have done this or should do this, saying thank you.
Mm. Well, thank you, Blackie. I'm trying to navigate it best I can.
She just said to me, she goes, family wasn't even that interesting anyway, Teresa. I love when spirit just like kind of just, and I'm looking at it. I feel like she's got a couple of tricks up her sleeve. Like she's a good one, this one. Like,
I wish I'd known her more.
But I feel like the acknowledgement means more than anything. And I feel like she made me feel like it was important that you knew that she knew and thanking you for that and understanding the not looking further. Do you know someone that just lost someone?
I mean, this year, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I just, all of a sudden, I just got this overwhelming feeling of my head. I couldn't breathe. Spirit started restricting my throat area because what happens is they'll make me feel how they died. And then they showed me separation.
Oh, so, there you go. Yeah.
East Coast, West Coast. So, but I don't know if you knew someone that lost their husband, because I feel like that it was someone young that died. And young for me is anyone that left the physical world before we feel their time. So the older I get, you know.
I get it. Scales up. Same way here. Same way here.
But so that's why I say before we feel their time.
Yeah, I do. I mean, and it was COVID related and it. Okay. So the not breathing and the separation is all part of those millions of tragedies around the world this year. But yeah.
But more directly connected to you or people that you know, because what happens is when spirit puts me in a situation and then they have me look from the outside in, it means that it's connected to you, but you're not directly connected.
That is exactly the case. Yes. It's a friend of a friend who lost actually his wife.
His wife. So know that she's stepping forward.
Wow.
And were you just talking about him or talking to the friend that is connected?
She and I worked together years ago, but I was just talking with our mutual friend, but have a girls call once a week with these like five other ladies. And we were just talking about, this person and her husband and everything and the tragedy.
So know that acknowledging the soul was present for the conversation and thanking you for always remembering her in that special way.
Mm.
And more importantly, now it's her husband that is still here in the physical world, correct?
He is, yeah.
Because this is something that usually happens when a husband does it to a wife. But now we have the opposite. Mm. She took red roses and handed it to him here in the physical world.
Ah. So
he can have his own meaning for red roses. My symbol for red roses is love and devotion and also anniversary, either the anniversary of someone's departure or even a wedding or some type of celebration in that form. And can you connect with the number three with her? I don't know if she's gone 3 months, if it was related to her illness on how long they were separated or the month of March or the third of a month.
She's been gone about 3 months. Okay. Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I'm interpreting this correctly, because I never want anyone to take things. See, I think that what happens is things that we experience, we think everyone experiences it. We take it for granted. And it just isn't so. Know that she says that I was very well taken care of. Because she shows me the East Coast, West Coast, which is just my symbol for separation. And then she shows me someone holding her hand, and I can hear a man's voice. So please let her husband know that if there were times that he was allowed to speak to her and she was non-responsive or wasn't able to communicate, know that she heard him. And she says, please tell him that I was not afraid to die.
Woo, that's a big one.
I was not afraid to die. She says, I didn't want to die.
Sure.
She says, but it's almost like, I feel like she was shown what her life would have been like if she survived. Cause she just started to have me do like a body scan and I saw like other things wrong. So I don't know if she developed or if she had underlying conditions.
I didn't say it right at the beginning. It was her husband who had the COVID and nearly died, but she died of ALS. So she had been long, she had been sick a very long time, and he took care of her. I mean, just with so much.
And he wasn't able to see her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she
was in the hospital for like so much. He was there with at the very end, but you know, he was so afraid of who would take care of her when he was sick, and you know, the community rose up, and because she was so loved.
This is how I feel. I feel this is what she showed me. In the end, she could not communicate, correct?
No.
She heard him say goodbye.
Mm.
So know that nothing was left unsaid. And she made me feel like while she was not able to, I can interpret it this way. I don't know if she was in some type of coma or not able to, because she makes my head feel very heavy. I want to say this. I don't know if you can read this, but I wrote this before we started the reading. It says, head heavy, a ruby, dad, and I wrote W a couple of times. That's when we were doing the William. But the first thing I wrote was heavy head before we even started. When you were figuring out your earbuds.
Yeah, yeah.
I wrote heavy head. That, when spirit makes me feel the heavy head, it's my symbol for like an Alzheimer's, dementia, or not being able to communicate in the physical world and not wanting us to feel as if we could not, that we didn't understand. She knew what was going on. She knew. And it's almost like she showed, it was almost like she was shown in a dream or a visitation that if she did survive, it was not going to get better. She was only going to continue. I'm going to use the term get worse, but I feel like there would have been so many more ailments. And then she literally looked at me and went, Teresa, I had every ailment you could possibly imagine.
I'm pretty good channel.
She wants me to tell you, she says, tell her that I still have the most beautiful skin.
Oh, wow.
I've never said that to someone before. She literally made me feel like she had porcelain skin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah, 100%.
Did everybody know her, or did she make a presence when she walked into a room? Because she
was
stood
much beloved, like Broadway.
Oh, she was, because she literally stood next to me and said, "You have no idea who I am, do you?" And I said,
"Which she was saying in jest." Did you know? Like she was the nicest, like chillest.
Oh, 1,000%. But here it is. We had this whole This is the thing that amazes me. We had this conversation about Broadway, before we started. I say things for a reason. It's never out of a coincidence. This is the main message. She was not afraid to die. She does not want her husband to feel that he was not there for her. She said he loved me and cared for me above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
And she says, I am eternally grateful for him. She's showing me like how he would rub her legs and her arms and what would play music for her, would read to her and do all of these beautiful things. So know that she says, I want to thank you. I do not want him to carry a burden nor a guilt of feeling that he should have or could have been there more for me.
I will make sure he knows. I will.
And then she just showed me a favorite. She just showed me a pair of shoes, but I felt like they were her favorite pair of shoes. So I don't know how he can connect with that. I don't know.
Okay.
But I feel like it's for him that he'll know and know that she can move freely on the other side because she jumps up.
I think that I was going to say that makes sense to me, that she might have gotten all her pretty shoes back. You know what I'm saying? Like her freedom, her motion, her movement, that resonates.
And then there's something with the Wizard of Oz, because then she showed me the skipping and like follow the yellow brick road. And like that scene of them like going into like down the road into the Emerald City. So I guess it is maybe her way of showing freedom or again, however, someone else might be able to connect with that.
I love it.
Okay. So there was something with William.
Mm-hmm.
So was he present for a partner?
He was present. He was present at so many things. I mean, like okay. I say, he took me to college. He presented me. Maybe that's what he's showing you.
So,
you know, we're Southern. So we did the presentation and stuff. And he was my dad for all of that. You get in a suit, you know, you wear a white dress and the parents wear the tux. And so maybe that's what he's thinking of.
Okay,
it looks like
that's
a wedding.
I saw like, and I could have just interpreted it as some type of.
Yeah.
I feel like that it's this one moment, but I don't know what it is. And he just made me feel how this pride of how proud. Did you write something about him or for him?
I have. I have, but just personal stuff.
That's fine. That's all.
Okay.
So know that he wants to thank you for the things that you, I'm going to interpret it as amazing and beautiful tribute.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
He
says, and send my love to mom.
I will.
He goes, Teresa, if you ever want a partner in crime, he goes, that's the one to hang with.
It's 100% true. They saw some things. My Uncle Bill and my mom and my dad, they saw, they did. For sure.
Now, the dad that William was friends with, correct? He's departed as well.
He did. He died when I was 15.
Okay. So know that he steps forward. He's very proper, though, I feel like very, because he like tipped a hat at me. So it's just my symbol for being proper and a gentleman.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. Have you had spiritual experiences? I say it in that way because, again, all the souls line up and there's like 10 of them there. And they show me that you have felt them, seen them. And I say that because everyone feels or sees spirit differently. Mm-hmm. I saw the shadows. I saw the red cardinal. I saw the hummingbird. So these are all my symbols for when we sense and feel spirit. Mm-hmm. So know that whatever it is, know that it is them.
And yeah. I definitely have, and sometimes still do, but definitely today before you and I got together, I tried to like just open my heart really wide and just invite everybody to the party, you know, just let them know what was going on and say, I'm not here to guide this, but I am so grateful for this opportunity to hear anything you have to tell me. So I did send out a big Zoom invite, Teresa.
Well, you have a lot of dead people, so.
Totally do.
You kind of screwed me.
Sorry. But it's so nice to see everybody.
So I am going to say this. When these memories come in, it's not just you remembering, it's their soul. It's their soul reminding you. It's their soul bringing up these memories. It's them. They're with you. Mm-hmm. Now, I know this is hard because a lot of us, especially in with entertainment, there isn't a lot going on, but they're showing me you have a new project or something coming up.
I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones who's working, and working is tricky because PPE and everything, but I feel so lucky. Yeah.
Now your mom's mom.
Yeah.
She's departed. Is that correct?
She is.
She steps forward. And I feel from her that she's this loving person, but she was very, had everything in order. Very, I'll use the word stern, but not in a negative way. Does that make sense?
Just country, you know, there wasn't.
There was a way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And it was proper.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so I loving. Felt like, yes.
Like when she... I remember when I was a baby and she used to be in charge of like my bath time and then put me to bed, honey, she would wash the back of my ear so hard and bleed. You know what I'm saying? Like it got done if she did it, but it was love, but she was sure going to get my ears clean.
That's correct. That's the properness. There was a certain way of doing things, but I felt this thing where she wanted to acknowledge and send her love, not only to you, but to mom.
That's so important. You don't know, Teresa, that
I do know.
That means everything. You do know. You're the one person who does know. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. And thank her. She knows.
But do you see how she presented herself? I felt the love from her, but that sternness.
But she waited too. She was like, I'll let everybody go first.
Yeah. And she says, I just got the chills when you said that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this because not that you needed that, but it was important for all these other things to happen that you never thought would have happened, right?
Never, not ever, never.
And what your grandmother is about to say to you, but more importantly to your mom would never have expected to hear from her. She says, please tell my daughter how much I love her. And how proud I am of her. And I am sorry for the times that I couldn't be there for her the way that she needed me to be.
Oh, that's big.
How Spirit is able to say things like this is that she had to relive her life through your mom's eyes. So she had to feel what it was like.
Wow.
When she wasn't there for her. So whatever it is, that is for your mom to know. But
yeah.
She's here today to say, I'm sorry. I am sorry for the way that I made you feel and how I hurt your soul at times. For that, I was wrong and I'm sorry. But I didn't see it that way then. It's the same way, and I'm going to use the scenario that you said. The rubbing behind the ears. I didn't realize that that hurt you.
Yeah, I was trying to do it the best I could, you know, like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you see how, because now she says to me that that preciseness, Teresa, of how I made you, because she made me feel that sternness of, dum, like, this is the way. She says, I sometimes forgot to smell the roses.
I didn't have time. It wasn't an easy life, you know? It's
right.
I don't ever judge just because, you know, we're all just making it through the day the best we can. But that's going to mean everything to my mama to hear.
Because what she's showing is how her soul has learned and has grown on the other side. On how maybe if she handled things a little differently, maybe mom wouldn't have to have gone through certain things or whatever it may be. It's important that your mom knows that her mom says that I'm sorry. And then she went like this to me. She goes, no. She says, I don't need forgiveness. She says, that's not what this is about. She says, this is about my daughter just knowing how much I love her and how sorry I am.
And that is like peak grandma Blankenship also, because she just wanted to give, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But was your mom a daddy's girl?
Totally.
Because
your
grandmother just looked at me. She goes, listen, she goes, all right. She was a daddy's girl. And she's like, don't let him come through. Don't let him come through, because forget it. We'll never get time. Who was the seamstress? She did.
I mean, both of them, my mom and my grandma.
So, yeah.
And I did too, because I saw, you know, I grew up around it. So I was so pretty in pink, like all through soba pageant dresses, the whole nine. But we
really?
All got that from my grandma. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think she's still, I'm not even sure she had a machine. You know, I think my mom getting a machine was a big deal. Grandma sewed by hand.
Wow.
Yeah. She made everything, and then she taught me too. And then, you know, mom made the rest. So yeah.
There has to be dresses though, or something that your mom still has that her mom made.
Oh, I think what my mom has is more like quilts. She quilted a long time, my Grammy, and some embroidered like pillowcases and things like that, like keepsakey heirlooms, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just know that whatever it is that she kept, she showed me my symbol for where she kept things that had no monetary value, but
everything.
Now, was there still a family home, the family, I feel like, I don't know if it's a lot of property.
Yeah. There, I mean, up in the, like in the country. Yeah. Like, okay. It's my aunt takes care of it now, but yeah.
Do you have cats and dogs?
I have two cats and a dog.
Oh, you have two?
I had to put her on my lap so she'd be quiet.
Oh, that's hilarious. So you have a cat, because they had me write dog, because I felt in the beginning you have a dog that's also departed as well?
Yes, I do. I do a couple, but one particularly that I lost about a year and a half ago.
So no, I saw the dog from the beginning of the session. There was something though about her eyes.
Oh, she just always looked so pitiful. She just always looked so worried. And
okay,
she's the most loving little dog in the world, but it was always like, you just were like, do I need to cover you up? Are you starving to death? Like, what's happening?
But you understood the connection with the eyes. Is that correct?
Tell me.
So I felt two things. I felt that it was important. So, because look, I think it's crazy enough that I'm able to communicate with people. Now we have animals that come through as well. A soul is a soul and a bond is a bond.
A soul, yeah.
So it's this of wanting to thank you for always making her feel calm. Because I felt this, I felt like anxiety connected to her.
Yeah.
But then there was something with your presence that made her always feel calm.
I always tried. Oh. I really did. And especially she had a heart condition at the end. So she would hyperventilate and cough and stuff. And so there was a lot of just like sort of like layman's Reiki, you know, to just send love and calm and peace and like hold her in that.
So know that she wants to thank you for that.
Tell her and it was my joy every moment.
Letting her go was the hardest thing that you had to do.
The worst.
She says, but I want to thank you for releasing my soul here in the physical world. Do you have like a drawer where you have like her collar or something of her? So I don't, whether
totally
it be still her dog tags. Oh, perfect.
Totally.
So know that when you come across them, know that her soul is with you. And does the cat act odd whether the cats or the dog that you have now act odd or like bark at nothing in the corner?
I was so grief stricken when Bean died that I had to just put everything away that reminded me of her at all. And it upset my other cat, Button. So it like devastated him. And so I've had to put like their little pictures that you see, like right there's Bean and
is
there's
that
a
her?
Picture. That's her over there in the corner. And there's a picture right by the food bowls. So yeah, it has to like, I know that Button and Bean have a thing. Mm-hmm. They have a thing that transcends life, death, whatever. It's still very clear.
So know that whenever Button does something that is like, know that her soul is present at this exact moment. Cause it's almost like I almost feel like I can hear her still pitter pattering around the apartment. Like I still hear her like, you know, but I think the thing that I loved about what happened here was the fact that your loved ones made me feel that we can always find something to hold on to or to beat ourselves up over, should have, could have, would have, only ifs. Mm. I did not feel any of that from your loved ones, from any soul that was passed. Even the souls that I can see that are present that didn't actually speak, but just I can see them all. Yeah. So whatever you have done to release those burden, whatever they are, they did not make me feel that one bit. And the fact that your grandmother stepped forward and apologized and took responsibility for her choices, her actions, I felt was the most important message that was given today.
I know, and I know she knows how much my mom needs to hear that. So, yeah.
But I'm going to say this again. I felt William, I don't know why he does all the talking because I can see your dad and I see all the other souls.
Yeah.
And it says, but you don't know, he says to me, but you don't understand, Teresa, this is how she is. You give your life and so much of you to everyone else. And when something like this happens during someone's reading, when there are not only one soul stepping forward to give a message for someone else, but then we have this, a dear friend of yours to her husband. As much as it, to hear from her was beautiful for you, it was more of the message for her husband. Does that make sense?
It does.
That's how you are. You will sacrifice your own message for someone else to receive a message because you're good with your soul. I don't think I've, and there's a part of me that I'm becoming very emotional from that. I can't have emotion when I read, but it's the emotion that your loved ones, and I'm going to say your spirit guides and your soul allowed me to feel that, yeah, you know what? Things stink. And a lot of things suck in life, right? Like this pandemic for one, but we get through it. And yet you are there for everyone, putting other people before yourself. And the things that you weren't okay with, you came to terms with. And you have healed your soul in a way that I think for everything, and again, this is for only you to know, because I have no idea what spirit is referring to. For everything that you've been through, a lot of people, and your grandmother as an example, didn't learn the lesson till her soul got to the other side. For you, I'm being shown by your spirit guide that you learned your lessons here in the physical world. So all of the work that, all of the soul searching, I'll use that term, because that's what I feel that you do. And a lot of people don't even know what, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there going to say, what is she talking about soul searching? But you understand that, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of the meditating, the soul searching that you have done, you have healed. Oh, I got to tell you something. Bill is hilarious. He goes, don't forget about the therapy, Teresa.
He's used to being the MC. I'm sure he's a little confused by this format.
I just said to him, I'm like, well, you're like piping in from the background, like yelling from the back of the room, but that would be his personality, right? Here we are in this deep moment. And this is your grandmother. She's rolling her eyes at me and he's yelling from the back, like, don't forget about the therapy. But I feel like that's him. We're not ending on a, oh, we're going to end on a ha.
It's true. He's hilarious and he will always find the sunny part. You know, he really, really will. And as for the kindness, which I will lounge around in like it's a bathtub for the next years. But I think it is about the work and,
yeah,
you know, knowing that we're not promised tomorrow. So we got to be present today. And but it's a lot of self-forgiveness, man. That's where the work starts. Mm-hmm. So that there's, you can get those scabs cleared off and your heart can be big enough to take it all in again. Because we start that way, right? But then we armor up through all the things through the years. But if you can clear those scabs away and forgive yourself, then you can breathe again and love again.
So I typically don't do this. I typically don't ask someone in a session, is there anything that you want to ask? Was there someone that you wanted to hear from that didn't step forward? Because there, trust me, there is a room full of people. You did your due diligence in opening the door for today.
Oh my gosh. No, I wouldn't presume to know what to ask. I would just ask that. Oh, Sadie apparently has a question. I would just ask that everybody keep showing up and nudging me in the right direction in those moments when I'm really, really, really at a crossroad. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that I get the chance to say thank you for having always done that anyway. So thanks, Therese.
So I'm going to say this to you, because as you were saying that, they showed me again the yellow brick road. So I'm going to interpret it this way. Because you look at every situation from every angle. You don't look at things like this. You look at things, you take the blinders off and you follow your intuition, which I am interpreting as you follow the yellow brick road.
Wow. Also my favorite, like enduringly favorite movie, like my whole childhood in particular. So everybody that's there with you now, that is what they associate with me. Yeah.
And that's probably why they showed me that.
I love it.
Did you have a dream of a loved one?
I often dream of departed loved ones, okay. But I also in this life have thought I saw, like, you know, I thought I saw my first dad a couple of times, you know, like in the mirror once and at college once, like sitting under a tree, eating an apple, casual as can be. And at first it's like, am I losing my whole mind? But then I decided not to be afraid of it and just to be like, what's the message? And, you know, how can I be of service or what do I need to know? Or do I need to tell somebody something, you know, like, And it's still always jarring. Dreams happen more frequently now because I think that my spirits understand that they scare me less. I hate to be a big chicken, but it's easier to handle for me personally. But now I'm always, I just say thank you.
So know when we spoke about that earlier, where you would see them, know that that's real, that that is their soul showing themselves to you, even if it's for that split second. But there was this moment that I felt that there was one experience where I felt like if you saw your dad, your first dad, let's hypothetically say if it was in a field and there was maybe a waterfall, or know that he was showing you a glimpse of the other side. It's almost like I felt like if you had that peaceful moment of what it feels like for them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I remember thinking, I had never in my life have seen him look that relaxed. You know, like, I was like, when had he ever like have one knee up, leaned against a tree, sitting down, eating an apple? Like, that is clear my father, but what? So, wow. So that's it. But I was left with, it wasn't scary. Peace. It was so peaceful.
Yeah. So know that that's why you saw him in those moments. Ooh. Was to give you that peace of this is what it is like for my soul. And those moments where you stopped and you said, I should have been hurt or something should have happened to me more seriously in this moment, know that you were protected.
Oh, okay. There are a lot of those. Yeah. There are a lot of those. Yeah.
Because there's no way that you should have walked. And again, whatever it was, like with nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
So know that you were protected by your loved ones.
I am deeply, deeply, deeply grateful.
One other thing, you kept pieces of paper of your dad's with his handwriting.
Oh, totally.
Little notes.
Oh, yeah. I have a little box of them. It was actually a little, like an old scriptures box that my grandma had, my mom's mom. So it was, there are little letters from her and letters from my dad. I loved his handwriting. It was like nothing I've ever seen, you know, before or since.
So know that that was the validation of all validations, that nothing with any of your loved ones have been left unsaid. Know that they know of all the things that you do in honor of them, but more importantly, how you treasure the things that have no monetary value, but mean the world to you and more importantly to them. And know that with every breath that you take and every milestone you achieve, they are so proud and grateful for the work that you do in honor of them.
Teresa, I can never thank you enough for this time. This is a you know, a fork in the road. Thank you. And thank you for sharing what you did about, you know, your people and your journey.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. I thank you again from the bottom of my heart. It truly was an honor and a privilege to meet you, but more importantly, to share my gift with you. And I thank you for all your support.
Thank you so much, Dee. Really, really. Much love to you and your family. Please stay
safe. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young, and I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. My time with Teresa was transformative. I was nervous going in. I didn't know what to expect, but I guess I was just nervous for what might happen, or nervous for what I might be told, nervous for whatever messages there were. There's also been a lot of death in my life, so I was nervous that it might be heavy or sad, or not scary in like a horror movie way, but just, I was frightened. But I gotta tell you, like, first of all, Teresa's energy is so healing herself, and she is such a leader and a mother. You know, she's so nurturing with her gift, but also her heart. And I left my time with her, first of all, missing her, but also feeling so light and loved and optimistic and changed. Like, I really do feel my angels around me all the time. I like defer to them nowadays. I like think, oh, you know, help me through this. Or, hey guys, what do you think? It's really changed my life. The first thing that was sobering and intellectually confusing, but like sort of heart calming, was out of the blue. She was like, so I'm just gonna say the word Ruby. Does Ruby mean anything to you? It might be a name, it might be a color, it might be a thing. And I literally was wearing a ring that I had not had on in 10 years. And for some reason I was like, I'm gonna put this ring on today. And it was a Ruby ring that I got in India. And she didn't see my hands. She didn't know one thing. And it just sort of brought, like, the room got very quiet and my focus got very clear. And from the very jump, it sort of sealed the deal. I was ready to listen. She said, I keep writing down the letter W. What does it mean to you? W. And she's like, I wrote it 4 times, W. And I was like, I don't know. And I even said in the moment, like, this situation is a little bit bigger than me. And so I'm sure it means something. I'm processing slowly and I can't, you know, think of it right now, and it'll come to me in an hour or a day. And we sort of went through the male, we were thinking about male figures, like father figures. And like I say, I have lost a lot. I've got 4 deceased fathers, stepfathers, but none of them were W's. And then literally a little bit later on in the conversation, she said, what about pearls? What do pearls mean to you? And I was like, oh my God. And like the penny dropped. And it was, my first dad died when I was 15, and his best friend did all the dad stuff for me, like took over without a, you know, missing a beat, and, you know, drove me to college and did my little presentation, and, you know, the South, that's what we do, and like all that kind of stuff. And he was William. So it was just uncanny. It's funny, I think I was hoping for a sense of closure, particularly, you know, with one person, but ironically, I felt a great opening. I felt like I'd sort of like spent my life sort of hunched over and looking down at the ground, you know, when it comes to fear of death, fear of loss, sadness, sometimes just getting through the day. And her perspective, her insight, her talent, my time with her, it sort of made me raise my head and relax my shoulders and open my eyes to what is and what has been and what could be, and really noticing the things that are right around me and the things that I can't quite perceive, trying to tune into them too. So yeah, instead of closure, I really felt like it was an opening. I really think that what Teresa does is sort of beyond the realm of our normal everyday interactions. And I really know that Teresa knows that. You know, she's very frank about herself, about her relationship with religion, with her community, with her family, with her spirits, with her gift, how it sort of been with her through her lifetime. And I think she's as surprised as the rest of us. It's just that she lives with it, and she's got a big old heart and she wants to share it. And I defy anyone to spend 30 seconds, 3 minutes max with her and doubt that there is something else out there and something else going on. And that, you know, some people are tuned to that wavelength. It's very much for real and can be transformative. And I'm just grateful she's so generous with it. Since my reading, I just really feel my little posse around me. So I get signs and symbols constantly. I really have made a practice of turning to my resources, the people in my corner. And some of them are here with me on this plane now, and some of them have gone on. And so some of them I can text and call and say, oh God, what do you think? And some of them I just have to close my eyes and be like, guys, what do we think about this? And man, I get an answer instantly. So yeah, signs, signals, messages, help. I guess I just love everybody to think we don't have to go through this life alone. I think a lot of us feel very disconnected, especially now after the pandemic, after a year of being isolated. But love is love and love endures. And reach out to the people that are here with you now and love them now. And reach out to people who have left you and let them continue to love you.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.